Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. This morning, I wanted to continue our discussion about chronic inflammation, and I wanted to discuss five exercise tips to reduce chronic inflammation. So, you know, chronic inflammation doesn't have to be part of the aging process. There's a lot that could be done to really quell the fire and we can live a long and healthy, active lifestyle. So one of the main things that we can do to reduce inflammation is exercise. And research points to exercise as the single most effective step that somebody can take actually to reduce systemic inflammation or chronic inflammation. And, you know, the problem is our current lifestyle with the pandemic has really, you know, a lot of the gyms are closed. There's a lot of stuff going on where people are using food as a crutch, so to speak, and they're not getting their exercise. So one of the first things we can do is really mix up our exercise intensity. We don't want to put all of our eggs in one exercise basket. And research shows that the strongest anti-inflammatory effects come from including both high-intensity exercise, things like sprinting and jump roping, and maybe not be that might not be for everybody, as well as low-intensity things like swimming, walking, yoga, and even Tai Chi exercises. Now, some exercises are naturally high and some of them are naturally low, but many exercises can go either way, and really everybody has control over the intensity. So walking can be a gentle stroll or an invigorating speed walk. So really mixing things up really prevents boredom, and it really helps to maintain interest over the long period of time. The second tip, of course, weight training is really a vital part of an anti-inflammatory exercise regime. And interestingly, the slight muscle damage that happens when we actually lift a weight or lift something heavy actually spurs our immune system to remove inflammatory cellular waste products faster. So, you know, doing this kind of weight training or lifting things or resistance training can really help even reduce inflammation in the long term. Endurance athletes, for example, have shown to actually have lower levels of inflammation. So you don't have to be training for a marathon, but certainly a brisk walk is a great way to hit a happy medium between strolling and sprinting. And exercising regularly, long-term exercise strategies are optimal, with the best results being seen at about 12 to 24 week mark. So if patients haven't been, you know, exercising recently or over the last couple of months, it's never too late to start. So for most kinds of exercise, 8 weeks is the minimum to actually see reductions in inflammation. But actually when you're doing high intensity interval training, you actually see the benefits even after 6 weeks. And things like, you know, exercising 7 hours per week of moderate to vigorous exercise is associated actually with a longer life expectancy. So, you know, we can start slow, starting with 10 or 15 minutes of exercise, and gradually increase as the body gets comfortable with the new routine. And then, you know, the last tip is really some exercise is better than nothing. And you know, a lot of the gyms are being closed. It's harder to get regular exercise. But the good news is that even one exercise session has a positive impact. And there was a 2018 study that showed that just one bout of resistance training increased the removal of cells in our body that actually can cause chronic damage. So even a little bit of exercise has a big impact in terms of anti-aging and preventing disease and helping, you know, with long lifestyle and inflammation.
Well, it's good that you said that, because two other members of the team advocate exercise and help us along. Christine, the health coach, and also the urban poles that we discovered last week. So listeners, we have team members. So if you listen to Dr. Rosendahl and you want to talk about your health and you want to just keep healthy, the team is there for you. You can discuss your health with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, find out what's wrong and approach your health naturally. And you can get this fitness regime working so that you actually are fighting systemic inflammation. So for a complimentary consultation with you over the phone or in person, how do we reach you?
You can reach me on the phone at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
I understand that we'll be talking more about fighting inflammation next week, so I look forward to learning more, and thank you for encouraging us to exercise and being part of my team. Talk next week, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.